Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This is Politico's Nerdcast.
All persons are commanded to keep silent on pain of imprisonment while the Senate of the United States is sitting for the trial of the articles of impeachment exhibited by the House of Representatives against Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
All listeners are commanded to keep silent during this, your daily version of the Nerdcast, which we're going to be publishing every day of the Senate impeachment trial. Still going on today. I'm guessing most people aren't watching every second of the full thing, so we're taping this about 3:30 p.m., and here's what's happened today so far in 30 seconds.
Mitch McConnell has budged a little bit and given Democrats two more days of trial, allowing the House managers and President Trump's legal team one extra day each to make their case in the opening arguments. Pretty much from there, there has been a long debate about the rules, and we have seen both sides kind of offer their full-bore opening arguments, even though they are supposed to really just be talking about the rules.
All right. That was Darren Samuelson, Politico senior reporter, our impeachment expert, and I'm your host, Scott Bland. It's Tuesday, January 21st, and today was day one of the Senate impeachment trial. So, Darren, there will be more votes today. The night may go pretty late. But so far, and we talked about this a little bit last week as well, today has been pretty scripted. We haven't seen that many surprises. You just gave us your 30-second version. What are you looking for coming up?
Yeah, we'll actually see much more detail from both sides. But we've certainly seen a preview. Pat Cipollone, the president's lawyer, and Jay Sekulow, the president's personal counsel, really lit in hard to the Democratic impeachment proceedings, attacking them at their base, the proceedings themselves, the articles as well, saying that it's all illegitimate. And I think we're going to hear more of that and more of that and more of that. They are playing to multiple audiences here. President Trump primarily is watching this from Davos, Switzerland, and has already tweeted once about them that I'm aware of, and you know, wants to see a very combative Trump legal team. He's also – they are also speaking to the senators on the floor, trying to keep the senators in line. And I think we are seeing that right now with the Republicans, who seem to be largely in lockstep with the president, Mitch McConnell, with a couple of exceptions. And we'll see more of – we'll be watching more for that coming up in the days ahead. But I think this week now is going to be all opening arguments. And you know, that'll take us into the weekend next Saturday, where I think they will be in for a little bit of a weekend session. So you know, I would expect this week will be – you know, just a lot of repetition, a lot of talking past each other. You know, it's going to be interesting to watch, again, those four, five, six moderate Republican senators and whether they ultimately feel like they have been convinced that witnesses are needed once we get to that stage of the trial.
And Darren, along those lines, can you take us inside what's going through Mitch McConnell's mind right now? He introduced these rules for the Senate trial initially, and then we see already on the first day making some changes to them.
Yeah, my initial reaction actually when I saw that the change had happened from four tight days of trial to now we have 6 days of trial was maybe the rule that he was putting out on day one yesterday was maybe to you know, to kind of set out a line. But now look, you know, he's being very compromising, and look, he's willing to give after hearing some complaints from the Democrats. Because it's just two more days of a trial is all that he gave there. The other key thing that Mitch McConnell did give on was allowing the evidence to be introduced rather than forcing a vote on it. And this is really kind of in the weeds of this larger debate. I mean, the senators themselves obviously, you know, can Google, you know, when they go back to their offices and pull up any of the information that they want. But this is a matter, I guess, what's a part of the official record. And I bet when this is all said and done, you know, whatever the Democrats are going to want to put in the official record, it's there. It's in the House, you know, proceedings that were already passed. It's kind of you know, in a trial, like what's allowed to be admissible is clearly important because that's what the jury is allowed to take back to their room when they're deliberating in a court of law. But this is very different than an actual criminal trial. The senators, again,
sequestered at a Motel 6 on Massachusetts Avenue.
They are not. They're going to be allowed to hole up in Dirksen and Rayburn and – excuse me, in Dirksen and the other Senate office buildings and yeah, talk with their staffs and make their decisions. Much different than if you are a jury. For Mitch McConnell, I mean, you know, he's up for re-election, so he clearly needs to, you know, make it clear that he is a Trump ally and a Trump supporter to his base. That's probably the most important thing for his own political survival. He does want to give the appearance that this is a fair trial. That's what the Democrats are going to be hammering home for the next 10 months if it's not fair. And maybe even if McConnell does create an absolutely fair trial, the Democrats will probably still complain that it's not a fair trial. So he's definitely thinking about his own majority and what, you know, 2021 will look like and that he's coming back as the majority leader next cycle. So I think that's part part of, you know, what's in his mind as he's going through this process and trying, I think, also, you know, the institution itself is probably what he's thinking about and you know, in some ways preserving the institution and not seeing it destroyed by a partisan fight like this, which, I mean, it's interesting if you link back to the Clinton trial, Tom Daschle and Trent Lott were very, you know, they were very proud of being able to keep the Senate together in that very poisonous time and were able to reach 100-0 on the Senate rules. I don't know that we're going to get 100-0 on these Senate rules, but, you know, that's, you know, certainly in McConnell's mind is trying to think about the, you know, integrity of the Senate.
Yeah, a lot has changed in the last 20 years. Darren, thanks so much for getting us up to speed on today and setting the stage for what we're going to be talking about the rest of this podcast.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow.